Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's real hot.
They got Tyler Herro everywhere.
That's for sure. Because he's a baller.
Look at him.
We got to get a live report on my man Tyler
Herro. He's playing better than RJ right now.
Gary Wolfel's out at Vegas Summer League. Gary, my man Tyler Herro, Whitnall alum, is dicing up right now. He's from the mean streets, Hales Corners, Gary. He's one of the few that made it out out at Vegas Summer League. What's been the main talk out there? I would hope it's Tyler Herro.
Oh, yeah. He's generating a buzz, that's for sure. In fact, I was at his game just before, and I think he had 19 points at halftime. And yeah, definitely putting on a show. I mean, you know, obviously it's a Zion Williamson draft, but it wouldn't shock me if he's not in the mix for the Rookie of the Year award.
That's what I like to hear, Gary.
I mean, he just...
That's what I like to hear, Gary.
He has no conscience, Gary. I mean, it doesn't matter where he is, he'll take the shot.
Fire.
Or what the situation is in transition, just pulling up on threes with nobody in front of him.
Well, it'd be interesting if he really played in a run-and-gun style like Golden State, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where you get the green light all the time, you know, in Miami with Spoelstra, it's a little more... structured, and he's not going to be given that freedom, but...
he might in Oklahoma City if he gets traded for Russell Westbrook, though.
That could happen. I mean, that's getting more momentum, you know, that Westbrook's going to go to Miami, that Pat Riley wants, you know, to pair Jimmy Butler with another star, so we'll see what happens.
Gary, what does that do for Miami? Like, where does that put him if it's Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler and a collection of guys that are there after the deals?
I would think it puts them in the mix, you know? I mean, you got two legitimate stars, and probably put you at least in the top three, top four minimum. So they got some good players surrounding him. And, of course, it would hinge on what, you know, they'd have to give back to Oklahoma City. But, man, I'll tell you, when you got two players like that, that's a pretty good start.
Gary, what does Wes Matthews bring to the table for the Milwaukee Bucks this year?
I'm sorry, Wes Matthews what?
What does he bring to the table for the Bucks this year?
You know what? He brings a grittiness. He's kind of like Jimmy Butler in some respects. He plays hard every night. He's very professional. I thought he was really good for the Pacers at times last season. Age is catching up with him. He's never been a great shooter, I mean, throughout his whole career, going back to college, but he's a decent three-point shooter, maybe even a good three-point shooter, but his overall field goal percentage is usually right around 40%, which is, you know, average or below.
You talk about Malcolm Brogdon in a signing trade to the Pacers, and you were the first one talking about the Bucks exploring signing trades for Malcolm Brogdon, and then I believe you had put out there that Philadelphia was active in the pursuit of Brogdon. How many teams were chasing Brogdon besides Indiana?
Well, there were a bunch of teams, Steve. I know that for a fact. And I had contact with some people in the Philadelphia organization, and they told me at the middle of the season that they were definitely watching Brogdon. They knew that J.J. Redick was probably going to move on, and they needed somebody, you know, in the backcourt. You know, Malcolm is just so steady, and that's what appealed to so many teams. So it wasn't surprising, you know, that he moved on.
Gary, I'm talking with Gary Wolfel out of Vegas Summer League here on the Wendy's Big Show. Remember earlier on in the season talking about certain player that was looking to be a starter, and in that room there was one that was pretty sold on the fact that they were going to be gone. Is that person no longer with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, I'm trying to refresh my memory here. That I said this?
Yeah, I remember it on this show. Just discuss that there was one Buck that was looking more forward to having a starting role and one of the impending free agents that was pretty set on making sure that they were going to go to the highest bidder in that sense.
Yeah, I really thought that would be the case with Malcolm. I was told, and I actually tweeted this out, I think, just prior to free agency. I heard this from other people in the league that Malcolm kind of let it be known to the Bucks that he did not want to come back and play for them. And the person I talked to did not go into specifics. but it was pretty apparent that you know, he was looking to get out.
But we have no idea what the issues were, right? I mean, if you listen to that press conference that Brogdon had yesterday, I mean, Bart Winkler was talking about it this morning on the morning show. Clearly something was up that obviously nobody knew about.
Yeah, and I talked to some people even out here in Las Vegas the last couple of days. I mean, again, this is all conjecture, you know, nothing concrete. But they said Melton wasn't happy about the Bledsoe situation where they brought in Bledsoe and made him the guy, and how they, you know, didn't make him more of a vocal point of the offense. And again, this is just NBA talking, and, you know, how much substance there is to it, who knows. But
well, if Brogdon feels like he's a true point guard and didn't like being moved off the ball, that would make sense. Because essentially they did give up on him as the point guard when they got Bledsoe.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. You know, now the question is, do the Bucks go forward with Bledsoe as their point guard? And, I wrote a story prior to the trading deadline back in February that they were looking to trade Bledsoe at that point, and they actually contacted, I got this from multiple sources, but they contacted the Dallas Mavericks about Dennis Smith, and the Mavericks turned it down. Well, they later then traded Dennis Smith to New York in the Porzingis deal. And it was really shocking that 2 months later they would turn around and give Bledsoe a guaranteed four-year, $70 million contract. And it just didn't make sense. Well, a guy told me the other day the reason they did that, in his opinion, was that Bledsoe is now easier to trade. You know, prior to that, he was a free agent, and the teams weren't sure he would hang around. Well, if the Bucks want to trade him now, the team that gets him knows that he's under contract, you know, for the next four seasons.
Gary, what would be the next move that you could see for the Milwaukee Bucks making right now if they are able to make one here before we see camp commence in September?
Yeah, I mean, it is earth-breaking news, but they definitely want Kyle Korver. I mean, they want him in a bad way. Korver, of course, played the football down in Atlanta. And I've heard from several people out here that Bucks definitely wanted to sign him. They wanted to get him before in the past. They've always liked Korver. But the kicker to all this is, Steve, you know who his agent is?
Who?
Jeff Schwartz?
There you go.
That means he's going to the Lakers. No, I'm just messing around. Hey, but see, that's the thing, though. I mean, if Korver comes here, he's going to have to come on a minimal deal. They've only got a couple roster spots. It's going to have to be a minimum contract.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, too, and I'm not sure what their interest is anymore, but I talked to Elvin Gentry yesterday, and we talked about Christian Wood, you know, who played very well in the summer league here last year. You know, played well whenever he had an opportunity for the Bucks in the G League. He tore it up. And Elvin told me, he said, they definitely want to bring him back, but the problem is they don't have any room for him. So do the Bucks, you know, try to squeeze Christian Wood back onto their roster? I don't know, but right now their priority, obviously, is Korver.
That would be a heck of a one to pick up. Gary, be safe out there, and don't do anything I wouldn't do in the Sin City, all right?
Absolutely not.
Appreciate it. Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.